Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Great is thy faithfulness. This devotional was written by Bill Green and read by Joey Smith. Lamentations 3:22-25. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. Many of you, upon hearing these verses, will recall the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. It is a hymn that celebrates God's steadfast love and grace. While the hymn may have taken its course from these verses, the reality of the writer in Lamentations was much different. For the 20 verses prior, he's been pouring out his woes. Life has been full of so many problems that he had come to the conclusion that God was punishing him. He was angry at God because he did not feel that what he was experiencing was fair and just. I'm sure we have all experienced times in our lives that seem to challenge, that we have wondered, does God really care? I know I have. Like the writer, in really challenging times, I have struggled with why is this happening? Discouragement and despair have filled my days more than accepting trust. The writer does not stay in this frame of mind. Right in the midst of his pain, he stops and proclaims how the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. This realization gives him hope and allows him to proclaim how great is God's faithfulness. The troubled writer in Lamentations swings back and forth between faith and doubt. Hope and despair co-inhabit his inner world. We know those feelings. This is the reality of life. Trusting God is always a halting process. Letting go and trusting God when life is full of challenges, disappointments, and filled with loss is a lot harder to do than we might want to admit. It calls us to surrender our wants, our time frames, and wait upon God. I have found, like the writer, that if I continue to trust, to believe God is with me, then there's a light at the end of the tunnel I'm currently in. My trust is rewarded. God is faithful. So just like the song shares, we can proclaim, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness unto me. Let us pray. Gracious and faithful God, remind us, when life is challenging, that you are always there loving us, supporting us, and caring for us. Help us to hold on to this thought and trust you always, proclaiming, Great is thy faithfulness. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.